going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, folks, it's draft day. It's a really fun, exciting draft because there's zero pressure on this one. When you pick 29th, I just saw this tweet from our friend Nicky Jabala with the Post. A person with knowledge of the situation confirms no one has a clue what Washington will do at number 29.
Yeah.
First reported by John Keim. Lanfield, you reported that first? Actually, sorry, Keim and Nicky. Lanfield broke that news.
No, Keim and Nicky are wrong. I know what they're doing.
What are they doing?
You're going to have to wait to find out.
Ooh, that's a tease, baby. Listen, we're all going to give you our predictions, but the pressure last year with the second overall pick to be correct was immense. I honestly don't think it was a very hard decision. There were those that liked other options. I thought it was Jaden all day. They took Jaden all day. It wasn't very difficult. Honestly, over the years for the Commanders and the football team and the Redskins as their predecessor, there has been real pressure to nail the first round pick. Because you're coming off down seasons, or you're picking 8th, or you're picking 13th. But at 29B, it's so wide open that who the hell knows what's going to happen? Because it's going to be dictated by 28 picks in front of you.
Yeah, it's wide open, but still, the person you pick needs to be able to fit in with your squad. Because like I think we have picked up top so much, we don't understand about picking at the back. And you know who's picked like that? The Chiefs. Philly,
Baltimore.
The Ravens, you know, teams that, but you notice what they do when they bring a person in that's a 28, 29 pick, they end up hitting, and the guy comes out and he's very productive. I think the pressure may be off because you're not looking for that one guy, but still the pressure is on to make sure you get somebody that comes in and fits, that can hit the ground running and have some type of impact immediately.
Absolutely. Okay. And I think that's the goal. My personal goal is to find a pen, but I think the goal with really, thank you, with really good teams is, you think about the Ravens, I think are a really good example of this, but I'd add the Packers, and like you said, the Chiefs, the Eagles, these teams that are perennial contenders, yes, they have a quarterback, that solves a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
but they hit on their draft picks. Whether a guy's a Pro Bowler or just a good player for them, they hit on those draft picks. And I think that's what Washington has to do. I think it starts tonight. Here's the plan. At noon, we're going to talk to Diana Rossini. All the draft rumors, possible trades, what she's hearing. Rossini's all over it. At 1 o'clock, Charles Davis from NFL Network is going to join us. We're going to talk specific prospects. Charles is so good at evaluating young players. Right now, though, for the next hour, we're open for you. What do you think happens tonight at 29? Are they trading it? Are they making a pick? If they are trading him, what's that trade look like? Who are they going to try to target later? These things are open right now. 800-636-1067. We'll kick things off with clearly the one person everybody wants to hear the most from as far as their prediction for tonight. The people are clamoring for Professor Landini. Jim Andrew Mullins, the 10th. All right, Mr. Lamphill, what do you have happening at 29?
I think at 29, the Commanders are just going to stay where they are. And I think they're going to take a DB, the guy from Kentucky, Maxwell Hairston.
All right. Lamphill is on the board. They had him in for a visit. Lamphill, you're the kind of guy that would know this. Washington recently drafted a Kentucky player in the first round.
Yeah.
Does that give you any level of pause?
I mean, if Ron Rivera was making this pick, yeah, that would concern me.
Because they'll be picking him to change him to
they might be to trying safety. To change him to a safety, or maybe they'll try to get him to play running back or something. Who knows? But no, if Ron Rivera was making this pick, I'd think maybe he had that kind of like Bruce, that thing that Bruce Allen had for Alabama guys. But yeah. I completely trust this front office to make good decisions.
Okay.
I think they're just looking to add to the secondary because we need to add to the secondary. Let's be honest.
Sure. You'd like a guy that like is a firm outside guy?
Yeah.
I tweeted, trying to say that correctly and not with my weird British accent on TW words. I tweeted this morning that we had a packed radio show coming with Rossini and Charles on joining us. And I got this reply from Joe Cazzotti. He said, and this made me laugh. He said, gone are the days when JP would claim a prospect is shooting up the board only to have Ron mysteriously overdraft the exact player. Good to have a front office that keeps things close to the vest. Gonna be interesting, man. They've got a list of a bunch of guys they like. They had a bunch of guys visit in Ashburn. They talked to a bunch of guys at the Combine, the Senior Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the official conversations. That doesn't mean the whole lots of other conversations
that
can happen.
You don't know about.
All right, Professor Landini has weighed in. He's got them sticking at 29, taking Maxwell Hairston, corner out of Kentucky. Go Wildcats. Look, man, they could definitely use help in the secondary. Undeniable. If you're into Hairston, he's young. He's only 21. He'll turn 22 in August, I believe.
August what?
I will look that up, B. 5'11", 183, fast. 4.28 40, 1.5, 10 yard, almost a 40-inch vertical.
Can he go deep on a offensive play? Too?
I mean.
But go out wide. Hey, just go to the end zone, dog.
But he's definitely an outside guy, which is something they could really use. Long arms, which we know DQ likes. I mean, dude, his arms for 5'11", you tell me this. For 5'11", his arms are 31 inches long. That's like slightly disproportionately long, isn't it?
Kinda.
For 5'11", he's got 8 3/4 inch hands, which is kind of big too. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, Landini. And one thing they tend to like, they really like the athleticism scores. He's an 82 out of 100. His estimated athletic score, I'd have to look up his spark rating, but he's 8th of all corners in athleticism. So consider Travis Hunter's probably one on that.
Yeah.
And I would circle back to the 4.28 portion of this discussion.
I like that part.
Jeff is on the clock at number 29. What do you got?
I don't know where it's going to come from, but I have a feeling that we are going to wait up all night for it to get to 29. And AP is going to make a trade with someone, and we're going to accumulate some more picks. I don't know where it's going to be, but I got a feeling that's just going to happen. Only because it's a first for us. So I think we're about to learn a lesson tonight.
You got them trading back, I take it?
Yep.
Okay. How would you feel about that?
Honestly, I don't know how I would feel, JP. Like I wouldn't be mad, but I wouldn't be excited. Because, you know, I want to, you know, see that player. Oh, it's the first round. I want to see that guy walk across the stage. But, hey, if they feel as though the guy that they want will be able to trade back with a team and still get our guy while accumulating more picks, I'm not mad at it at all. I trust him.
there is an overarching message here that we all kind of trust this front office. It's important to note, too, the odds of the dude they pick at 29 being there to walk across the stage and dap up Goodell and get the hat are pretty slim.
No, I can see him at his house.
Yeah.
I don't mind seeing him at the house with the fam.
Although.
As long as I see him.
To Jeff's point, Maxwell Harrison will be at the draft. He's going to be in Green Bay.
Okay.
Dude, you and I have been
but
to Atlanta.
With all that you just said, I don't know if he stays till 29.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
There's other corners, man. This kid Barron out of Texas is a real player. Obviously Hunter.
Know what you can't teach, Jay?
Will Johnson from Michigan.
4-2-9.
Sure.
4-2-8.
4-2-8.
Yeah, can't teach that.
Don't short him that.
And if he got some at that, listen, man, you get the right coach with that. I would like to see Darryl Green being his coach and teach him how to. You see Darryl Green backpedal? Talking about now. I ain't talking about back then. Right now, dude look like he's running a 4-4 backpedaling.
It's unbelievable.
His feet move so damn fast, like a typewriter.
My favorite, this will sound weird, but my favorite person to watch their feet ever in my career is Trent Williams. It's very different. What an O-lineman has to do. Well, you watch a dude that size, that strong, that powerful, move his feet like a damn ballerina. It's like a symphony. First phones are open. 800-636-1067. Rusty in Delaware, you are on the clock.
You're
number 29.
Make sure your phone's not underwater, Rusty.
Yeah, Rusty, get out of the water.
We are good. How are you fellas doing this morning?
We good, brother.
Hey, I've learned two things while on hold. Number one, it sounds like JP was the whisperer for Ron, and he's in defeat. So thanks for the laugh.
I'm good, dude. I'd rather cover playoff wins.
With the 29 pick, the Cleveland Browns select Shedeur Sanders. And I believe that they will send us their 54th, their 85th, and 181 to move up to take 29.
Damn. I like that.
That's a lot.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, Rusty. Good call, man. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, man.
See ya. Bones is in Southeast. Bones, with the 29th pick, you are on the clock.
Shout out, B-Mitch, JP, Jeff, Landini. I got us, the Burgundy Gold, selecting the best edge available at 29. That's what I got, and I'm sticking with that.
All right. Appreciate you, Bones. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Our boy Greg just texted in and said, with the 29th pick, the Commanders take Tyler Booker from Alabama. Booker,
man, everybody that Greg tell you is going to be from Alabama.
He is right.
He won't say no. It won't be no other damn school. Greg, you need to stop. You need to stop. Listen, man, we understand that Bruce Allen is still around, and he's coming through you.
That's a fair point, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, B-Mitch, this is the kind of stuff that happens when there's 4 months of draft prep.
Uh-huh.
You ready? Apparently, Giants general manager Joe Shane, his son posted a Jackson Dart highlight reel on Instagram last night, and now he has set his account to private. Now, remember, Joe Shane's son last year wanted him to draft Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. So he going to go draft Jackson Dart because he think he made a mistake last year?
Just saying,
you
man.
Better hope your son right about this one because he was right about the other one. I don't know about this one, though.
All right. I think I'm prepared to make a pick here.
Go ahead.
Phone lines are open for the rest of the hour. My personal preference is trading back. I would like them to acquire more picks. That doesn't mean it's going to be possible. There's plenty of teams that want to trade back, whatever it is. I think this draft is completely open-ended. So this is a straight-up just dart throw. I really don't think many people know much once you get past the top three. Mm-hmm. And I won't even be shocked if something happens in the top three that surprises us. Mm-hmm. I think they like Ezeraku. I think he goes before them. Scowerton is a name we've all heard a lot. He's a captain. He was super productive at Purdue and then at Texas A&M as a pass rusher. It's obvious they could use pass rush. I like Lanfield's pick of Hairston. I don't know that there's a definitively wrong pick. What Marcus said yesterday, Marcus Washington, when we had him on, the kid Oladejo, I think, from UCLA, I think that one makes a lot of sense. I don't know if I'm speaking this into existence. I'm going to zig here. I was gonna say Scowerton, but I'm going to allow myself to have a little fun. Is that all right with you, Brian?
Go with it.
Emeka Abuka. I don't know if he gets to 29. He probably doesn't. But you add another weapon to that offense, man.
That's the receiver.
Receiver out of Ohio State. Incredibly productive. Now, Scowerton is productive. He had a 10-sack season at Purdue 2 years ago. Last year at A&M, he only had 5 sacks. This may be overly simple, but it's weird to me that Texas A&M has 2 first-round pass rush prospects coming out that neither had a ton of productivity. I'm not saying, like, James Pierce might have questions, which nobody can really identify what they are, but dude also has a ton of sacks. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of like seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what Emeka Abuka has, B. 2,000-yard seasons in the last 3 years, 2 double-digit touchdown seasons in the last 3 years. He, in 23, they had really bad quarterback play. His numbers dipped. But, dude, last year, 1,011 yards, 10 touchdowns on a national championship winner. When you talk about Commanders, that does it.
It helps.
I don't know if he's getting there, but I like it. Here's what we shall do. Get on the phones. You want to tell us your pick? The rest of the hour is open to you. We got B. Mitch's. We got both the Brian's picks to come. White Brian and B. Mitch. Plus your calls. Diana Rossini joins us at noon. Nobody go anywhere.